You may have noted that your world continues to change, and very often the changes are upsetting. We would like them all to be on the upward path, and they are not. It is like any growth. There is the forward movement and the fall back, and the forward movement and the fall back. This is an interesting challenge because we have to have respect for the growth of anything, and that includes the planet. Respect for our own path, but also for the path of the planet. So this is a time, perhaps because we have been alone for the year, when we can begin to discern something very important, and that is how much energy we give to what is falling back, how much energy we give to what is moving forward. And the more energy we can give to forward movement, the more we are enriching the path of the planet. So to know about what some of the fallback things are, but not to focus on them. This is a fine time to learn that. And of course, where that will transfer so beautifully is into your own life. You are growing and changing, and there will be fallback times, but they do not need to be the main focus of your life. They need to be identified, but they do not need to be supported with your attention, and certainly not at all with your judgment. The things that we are doing that are gentler to us and that allow us to see more and to move forward, those we can focus on, because that is a fine thing. In every period of time, there is always this choice, the choice between love and fear, the two polar opposites. However, the time you are in has underlined this choice for you. And so when you do not focus on a fallback thing, it does not mean that you are being negligent. It means that you are being wise, because wisdom comes in the placement of your energy. And if you should come across something in media or something on your television or anything like that, and it is negative, make it a real point to say, I saw that, I know what it is, and now I am moving my attention to something that I really know about that is positive. And that is where I am using my power and sending my energy. And of course, then the same is true for you in your own life, where there is a fallback. And we want to remind you that there will be, because it is part of being human. But rather than to stay focused there, move that attention to a place where you want to focus your energy, where you want there to be emphasis, where you want there to be, acknowledgement and encouragement. So that is a wonderful discipline, to acknowledge what you heard, but not to stay there, to move the energy back to something good, something rich and full and fine, and then to do that with yourself. To do that with yourself. If there have been some things you do not care for in the way you are feeling or being, then acknowledge it, but move your energy in any way you can so that you are doing something positive for yourself, or you are focused on something positive going on with you. This is a time when we want to support bravery. We want to support ourselves in the ability to look at new things or to look at old things in a new way. this is a lesson for the time that is now, and it applies for the earth and for you individually as well. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Okay, let's begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the rose of love all around you. Breathe in love, exhale fear. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring its gifts into your crown. Feel that energy flow down and touch every chakra, opening the third eye, making you wise and intuitive. Feel the flow of light into your throat, opening your throat to the words and the emphasis that is highest good for you, that has love and knowledge and acceptance. Feel the flow of that light into your heart center, into that beautiful garden, and let the light of the universe grow that garden and expand it and make it even more beautiful. Feel the flow of light into your solar plexus, and let that golden light displace anything that you might have gathered into your body that you feel that is not good for you to feel, that is not true for you to feel. And let that golden light displace that energy. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your second center. And let that golden light displace shame, judgment, old patterns that limit you, that want to make you less than you truly are. Gone. And feel the golden light flow into your root. And let that golden light displace any thoughts or fears that might prevent you from making a creative pattern for your life now, for the life you are moving into. Let that energy flow through your body. Let it flow into your thoughts. Flow down your shoulders and your back to take away your burden. To flow down through your arms and your hands. Let the golden light fill your trunk to heal you. flow down through your legs to support you, into your feet to make you wise. And feel all of that blessed energy flowing in you, through you, and around you. Move your attention into your heart center. And find yourself in the beautiful garden that is your place, that you've built for you and the universe has nurtured for you. Find a place where there is water to drink. Drink the water and refresh your spirit. Now look and see that there is a path that leads upward in your heart center. Walk to that path and feel the path draw you onto it, and feel yourself moving up, but without effort, without strain. And come to a place on your path and see that there is a mirror of spirit. This is the mirror that shows you your true essence, who you truly are, without fear. Look into the beauty reflected in that mirror. See all that is fine and good. See how you love. See how you help. And look at the beauty that is you. And take that image with you as you move up the path. And find that you come to a place of total peace. So when you stand in the energy of this place, everything falls away from you, on the outside, on the inside. And there is only you, in a place where peace reigns. And there is no war. And there is no criticism, and there is no judgment. But you are holding in you the peace of the universe. Continue up the path until you come to the place of the gift. And see that there is a large, very large, open golden shell. And the gift is in that shell. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, and know that every breath you breathe is air that has been created for your good, for your strength. For your wisdom and abundance. That is what you are breathing. Come back down the path and into your heart. And look around and see the beauty of your heart. And this place that is always there for you. Now breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.